Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. That is amazing. Oh my goodness. Amen. All right. Thank you. Yeah, we can hear you very well. Here we go, and welcome John Wehner and Roger Oxy on YouTube. We love you guys. Here we go, our pledge to the Word of God. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. And now let's pray these verses over the lost in Israel, the United States of America, every lost person in our own lives, over every terrorist and those supporting them, and every immigrant crossing our borders. We pray Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that they will receive from you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And God, we pray they will have a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole hearts. And Father, we pray they come to know Jesus, believe, receive, and confess him as their Lord and Savior. And let's pray the blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. Let's pray these. This is the unity of the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:1-3. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All believers are one and the same in God our Father. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your gift in my life. And this is the fivefold ministry in the body of Christ. Jesus himself is the one who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. God bless the fivefold ministry with boldness for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's Ephesians 3:19. And here we go. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Father, expose the wicked spirit of religion sent to destroy your spiritual leaders, that it may be destroyed. But speaking the truth in love, we all grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effect of working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. Amen. And what were the other ones you asked? Yeah. Okay. You know, I think we should pray the prayer for our divine healing too at some point. Made me think about it when Sunday was saying the flu was going through her family. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Jesus' mighty name. All right. Let's pray this before we go to the declarations. Let's pray this over ourselves. This is from Dr. Winston's ministry, the Covenant of Divine Health Confession. So declare this boldly over yourselves. It's a great, great prayer. Father, thank you for the covenant of divine health that I have as a child of God. I declare that I am redeemed from the curse, sickness, disease, and the COVID-19 virus. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus permeates every cell in my body and has made me free from the law of sin and death. Lord, thank you for sending your word and healing me and delivering me from destruction. I declare that every disease, germ, and virus that tries to attack my body dies instantly. Every cell of my body is virus-free and full of life. My immune system is strong and continuously quickened with the life of God. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself and my family and declare that no weapon formed against our health shall prosper. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Lord, you are my refuge and fortress, and in you do I trust. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague, disease, or virus come nigh my dwelling, because I have made the Lord my habitation. You've given your angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. You will deliver me and honor me, and with long life you will satisfy me and show me your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, here we go. We join the... All right. Thank you. Amen.
I'm
Amen. And amen. Yeah, Luke 6:38, or what? You're here. Can you not hear me? Okay. Oh. Yeah, 37-42. Here we go. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not. Here we go. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Wow. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same... Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Verse 39, and he spoke a parable to them. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into the ditch? And a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is perfectly trained will be like his teacher. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the plank that is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. Yeah, hypocrite. Do you not see? Anger. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. mighty name of Jesus. It is. Hallelujah. It is 9:32. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. None of us. We are listening. Yes. Yes. Oh my, yeah. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. All right, here we go. Here we go. Now a certain man, this is John 11 for anyone that wants to follow along. Now a certain, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore the sisters sent to him, Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God... Yeah, well, and when fear grips you too, you don't hear things right or comprehend things the way you should. Yeah, amen. Yeah. Amen. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, who, when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two more days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Verse 8, the disciples said to him, to Jesus, Rabbi, lately the Jews sought to stone you, and are you going to go there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then the disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he'll get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. Then Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Not quite the question he asked, but but she stated her belief. So. Verse 28, and when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, the teacher is come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she's going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Verse 38, then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he's been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was laying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Hallelujah. Verse 45, then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him, but some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, what shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. Hold on. Got to let Brother Dan in the door. He keeps running out for some reason. Verse 49, and one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and not that the whole nation should perish. Now this he did not say on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not that nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Then from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. Therefore, Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there into the country near the wilderness to a city called Ephraim, and there remained with his disciples. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from that country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus. All right. Yes.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Dan has, oops, sorry. Brother Dan has something to add to. Are you, oh, okay. I was going to say, are you muted? Oh, no. Oh. Okay. Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, what you give yourself to. The enemy. Nope. Amen. Amen. Nope, you're not. It's staying with us. Well, you and Dan can keep preaching, or we can do communion. It just depends. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, he can and does. I'm going to share this screen with some verses on it. All right. We're going to read the verses out of the Bible that talk about the communion when Jesus shared communion with the disciples the night before he was crucified. So we'll read these verses. Everybody get your communion element, your grape juice and cracker, or whatever you're going to use. And then we'll bless them and sanctify them. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation for anyone who has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We want to give you the opportunity to do that right now here with us tonight. You can make that decision and begin your new walk with Jesus as a Christian, a born-again, Spirit-filled believer. Hallelujah. And then you'll be able to receive communion with us. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen so we can read the verses out of the Bible. Everybody get your elements, and then we'll do the prayer of salvation. So here we go. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Or this is his redemptive work for us too. Verse 27, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." And we'll also read 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, talking about God's perfect love for us. "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love." Amen. So here we go. I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation next. And we encourage you to pray this prayer from the very depths of your heart. And even if you've prayed this prayer many times before, it's still a wonderful refreshing and a rededication to Christ for everything he's done for us. So here we go. Let's pray this prayer. "I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we say welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy to have you with us, part of the body of Christ you are now, and you can receive communion with us. We'd love to have you contact us. And let us know you made this decision so we can all rejoice with you too. And be with us whenever you can. We have this wonderful family of believers here, the community of faith. They're a great support system for you. We're here every day of the week at some point in time. And we'd love to have you with us. If you have questions, you need understanding on anything, please get a hold of us. We'll be happy to help you. And all of our contact information and our schedule is in the notes in YouTube. And you can also go to SamuelJCottle.com. That's our Community of Faith webpage. And our contact information is there, too. And there's some prayers and other information. In fact, we have a communion prayer there that you can grab if you can't be with us and want to receive communion or receive communion with your family or whoever, it's there available for you to grab. So, and in the meantime, you're welcome to have communion with us. So everyone, lift up your... Okay. Amen. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, everybody, lift up your communion elements. Father, we thank you that we're able to gather together and share this time together. We bless these communion elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now I'm going to put the prayer up on the screen. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus.
in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord, for your broken body for us. And now if you lift up your juice, let's pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And let's receive the juice together now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your precious cleansing, healing, life-giving blood.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. They are. Amen. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow. Good night.
Jesus is.